It's time now on Eagles 360 for Glenn Macnow to step out on that ledge and make some bold predictions. We welcome you back.
More like walking a plank,
Glenn,
I think.
Glenn's got some bold predictions for the Eagles and the Panthers. Sunday night, the stage is all yours.
Here you go, Dave. Number one, the Eagles are going to hold Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers to under 200 yards passing in this game, which these days in the NFL really does mean something. The Panthers really have one guy can catch the ball and hurt you. It's tight end Greg Olsen, who is terrific. Their wide receivers, however, are kind of nothing. They've got collectively under 80 yards per game receiving, so they are not going to hurt you with the pass. Cam Newton is not going to throw for 200 yards.
So what's so bold about that?
Well, what's so bold about that is the Eagles have allowed more than 200 yards most of these games. And these days in the NFL, that doesn't happen. All right? Let's
Fair
not
enough.
Pick apart
Fair
the degree
enough.
Of boldness.
I want bold. I want bold.
All right? This one you'll like.
Right.
This is bold. Cam Newton, he's not going to throw for a lot. He is going to lead the Panthers in running yards against the Eagles. Jonathan Stewart, of course, is their running back. He's averaging about 60 yards a game. Newton's going to get more than that this week. And here's kind of why. When you have a good pass rush, as the Eagles do, and you have good coverage, as they have, often a mobile quarterback, you know, is going to find that spot in the middle, and he runs a lot, and he's going to do it against the Eagles this week, and he's going to get a lot of yards. Eagles have not faced mobile quarterbacks so
yeah.
far, right?
I think it's fair enough to say Eagles have done a really good job against the run all season. Different kind of challenge, of course, on Sunday night with the multiplicity of Cam Newton. I expect a spy or two and a lot of different looks from Bill Davis. I think that's a very accurate prediction. The Eagles match up so well up front against Carolina.
All right, here's bold. You want bold? Here's
bold. I want bold.
Sam Bradford will throw no interceptions this week. None. Not one. It's going to be built into the scheme. They are going to somehow accentuate that to him that he can't do it. You know what he's done? And this is kind of what the concern is. The interceptions he's been throwing so far this year are not ones where he's like trying to throw it through the eye of a needle, or not ones where the defensive back's making a great play. He's kind of throwing it 10 yards from where it's supposed to be. I think they're going to just push it into him, push it into him, push it into him. And this week, quarterback Sam, no interceptions.
All right, so the Panthers won't pass for 200 yards.
Correct.
Bradford won't have an interception.
Correct.
And yet you still say it's a close game coming.
Oh, yeah, I think it's a close game coming.
How? How are the Panthers scoring points?
How the Panthers are scoring points because I think he is going to hurt you in the running game. I think Cam Newton is going to scramble down the field, and he's going to do a lot of damage.
Okay.
By the way, low-scoring game.
All right. Sounds good to me. We've got two more Glenn Macnow predictions coming your way on Sunday in our kickoff show. Make sure you tune in. We start that show at 7:30. Thanks very much, Glenn, for your three predictions. Two of which I like.
What, two of which you counted,
because
you know what? We can review.
Well, we need to keep it. At the bye week, we're going to tally up these predictions and see just how
we got better things.
See,
we got more.
Right,
Dave, we got better stuff to do.
We do
trust
have better
me.
Stuff to do. And coming up on Eagles 360, we've got Merrill Reese, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, the play-by-play genius. He's in studio. What does he think about Cam Newton? Coming up next.